This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, looking a little worse for wear, and Adrian Chenault, my dear sweet son. And this is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And as you can tell, I had a chance encounter with a sidewalk. I was out jogging, and man, 72-year-old people probably shouldn't jog. That's all this means. I took one in the face, and this is about 5 days later, and I am not hurt. I'm just ugly, so don't worry about anything. I'm going to be wearing my smashed glasses because they are specialty glasses, and that's the only thing I can see out of. So you're going to have to deal with that, too. But other than that, we have got a show for you of epic proportion. One of the most talented guys I think I've ever met in my life. I have known of him for a very, very long time. I tried to track him down, but he said, nah, I'm covering Europe. I won't be back for a long time. And he was gone a long time. And I got lucky enough to go over to that Boulder City, Nevada event with Rob Sperry, which, for the record, if you get to go to a mastermind with Rob Sperry, go. But Woody was a keynote there. And as a result of that, I got to meet him and really, really rub shoulders with him. And I found out he was about 100 times better than I thought he was going to be. I love him. I had been around a lot of these people that do these cards and that whole Jedi magic trick. But nothing like Woody does it. It is incredible. It is effective. It works. And his proof is in the pudding. No one closes better than Woody Woodward. He's got a son who is unbelievable that travels with him. It's just awesome because it reminds me of my little boy, Adrian. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more, and that was a very long intro, which kind of missed my timing joke, but I'm going to make it anyway.
All right.
They've always said you had a face for radio, but
oh,
never more
gosh.
Than today, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
So... We are very, very glad it wasn't worse, and you're totally right on. You know, I have always loved the idea of, you know, I'm a personality system kind of person. I love that kind of thing, and yet what I often find is two things. One is that people kind of get lost in the sauce, and they get so obsessed with the tool that they forget to actually use it to create outcomes in their life. And this tool really won't let you do that in the best possible way because it is so focused on helping you to connect and relate to others. I love that. And I think even more so, I'm a big believer in you can measure something by looking at the people behind it. And when I met Woody, I knew that I was going to be into this system because I could feel his values and his heart and who he is as a human. So, Woody, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. At this point, I think we should wrap it up. I feel good enough about myself. I got my medication. I feel fantastic.
Good. That's we aim to please, my friend. And, this is awesome. So, for those of you who don't know Woody, he is the most famous guy who no one has ever heard of that I've ever met, and he has kept a low profile for far too long, and I think those days are basically over.
That's because he's always given everybody else credit.
I know.
He's an unsung servant leader that all of you need to be following because there's so many of these card companies out there and books out there about it, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. This guy delivers the goods in the form of closing ratios. He pays attention to it, and I love him. So, Woody, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. You two gentlemen are absolutely amazing, and being at Rob's event and connecting was priceless. And I can say the exact same thing about each and one of you, and I know your audience already knows how amazing you are. But in this industry, we meet so many fake people along the way, and it's sad, but it's true. It attracts a lot of naysayers and charlatans and things of that sort. But being in your guys' presence, introducing you to my audience, vice versa, is to me the greatest compliment of the friendship that we're developing, and I look to many, many years of being able to continue that relationship.
Oh, thanks so much, man. So, Woody, talk us through just a little bit of your background and how you got to where you are, how this Thrive sales system that you have so beautifully created came about. And I want our audience to get to know you a little bit first, and then I've got a bunch of deeper dive questions into what Thrive's all about.
Well, I love the question. So I'll give you the quick elevator pitch that people should, you know the background. I dropped out of high school at 16. I was a millionaire at 26 and broke at 27. And that's a whole different story for a different reason, but I've been fascinated with human behavior. Why do we do what we do? So I'm dyslexic. I have massive ADHD. I have a lot of these issues that have held me back in my life. And through the process of discovering human behavior, it's released my full potential. And then that allowed me to turn around my heartache and pain to becoming more successful. And hence have now written 42 books, 3 movies, 3 infomercials. But all I care about is the other person. What's their experience? What are they going through? So when I meet someone, I don't want to talk about the Woody Woodward story. Like, I just don't care. I want to know about you and what drives you and moves you. So the way this all came about, the whole discovery of Drive, was, I'll never forget, it was January 23rd of 2006. I was writing my first book called Millionaire Dropouts, Inspiring Stories of the World's Greatest Failures. So I read over 2,000 biographies of failures who dropped out of high school, college, and then went on to change the world, like your Walt Disney's, Thomas Edison's. And in that process, my wife said, I need you to read How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know, a classic self-help book that we've all read. And I'm like, babe, I love you, but my brain is bleeding. I can't read one more thing. She said, I'll take the kids. You go to the library. Just read. Second chapter, first page, left-hand side, second paragraph down. I read a quote that changed my life. It was a quote by Dr. John Dewey that said, the deepest urge in human nature is the desire to feel important. Now, I thought, okay, I got to go prove this guy wrong. He's been dead for 56 years, but I got to go prove this wrong. There's no way that I have any desire to feel important. And then I went out and for years interviewed people. I interviewed over 2,000 people. Our website's interviewed tens of thousands. And I found that everybody has key characteristics that make them feel important. Now, it's not about pride, ego, or being more important than someone else. It's about that identity, what drives you, what moves you. And that was the beginning of the whole development of Drive.
That's so interesting. And so, because I think this fits into the puzzle, so I want to go back there a little bit. You decided to drop out. You clearly, you know, had big aspirations to have achieved what you did by 26, you know, regardless of what happened after that. Where, like, was it a chip on your shoulder? Was it a desire to prove people wrong? Was it this school, you know, is a square peg and I'm a round hole? Like, what was that that drove you in those early days to go after it like that?
You summed it up. I mean, honestly, it was all the above. So I didn't be able to read until I was 19 years old because my first grade teacher told me that I was stupid and I couldn't read. So I believed her. So from that point on, my brain shut down. So, well, I can't read. So you can get through first grade and fifth grade, and then you get to middle school. It gets a little harder. I got kicked out of 2 middle schools before we funneled into high school. Got halfway through high school, and I realized there's no way I can keep up. Like, I just can't. So I'm like, I'll just leave. And then that shift did happen where I'm like, I want to go prove them wrong. I'm going to double down and work twice as hard. And it wasn't until I was 19 years old where I realized I can't read. Like, I literally can't keep up with anybody anywhere. So that's when I hired my first tutor, hired a beautiful woman to help me learn to read, figured out my dyslexia, figured out the issues, and then just became an absolute obsessive personality with human behavior. Why do we do what we do? Reading biographies, trying to figure out, how do I take myself from middle, lower class to whatever class I want to reach? And that's really, to me, the basis of everything I teach is it doesn't matter where you start. Where do you want to end up?
There you go. There you go. And so this curiosity that developed in you of wanting to really understand what drove others, how, like, was that always there? Was that cultivated? How did that come about for you?
It was, do you remember Chicken Soup for the Soul? Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen's book.
They sold a few of those.
They did all right. You know, this book, a world record, they did all right. So when I first learned to read, I would only read those books because they were one-page stories. And so I could learn to memorize that one-page story where if I read a full novel, I could keep the characters straight in my head. But reading those personal development stories of people overcoming challenges and obstacles, I thought, wait a minute, these guys have written dozens of these books. Maybe that's a common thread of success, of learning how to overcome your own limiting beliefs, your own limiting actions. Then I went on that journey of, okay, how do I overcome my own limiting beliefs? And then how do I help other people overcome their limiting beliefs?
There you go. There you go. That's so interesting. And so I just wonder as well, how many people out there, because they made those books bite-sized, because there are those stories bite-sized, because they, you know, were sitting, you know, next to in the smallest room in people's house that sometimes guests frequent and so on. How many times that like some little spark turned into this major inspiration and this major transformation in someone's life as a result of that is a pretty amazing legacy to think about, isn't it?
It is. And fortunately, I had an opportunity to meet Jack Canfield one day. I was filming a documentary on what was called SANG, the Speakers Network Authors Group. And so I got a chance to interview him, and I told him that story, and I literally broke down crying in front of him. And then he got choked up, and then he told me his story about how it almost never came to be. Like, they literally were going to quit. They were going to give up, and they were down to their last dollar, that last risk. They were in New York. They're lighting a candle to St. Mary at a cathedral, just hoping somebody somewhere might be interested, because they got rejected by every single book publisher. And it just was like this beautiful moment where we both had gotten to the level of success we wanted. We're celebrating this moment of, you know, just lifting each other up. And to me, that's been like the fire underneath me ever since. Like, how do we help as many people get the lifestyle, the joy, the relationships, the systems that they want to be successful so we can all celebrate together?
That is so, so powerful. And you know, the reason, and I sent out a note before to our group just before this, and I said, you know, this, we were just at this big mastermind with Rob Sperry and just outside of Las Vegas. And the highlight of that entire experience for me was getting to meet you and the connection that was made there. And why is that the case? It, as great as this book is, and we're going to talk more about the book and about the whole system on the inside of the break, as great as the book is, it was more than that. And it wouldn't have been that if it was just the book, because a lot of people have a book. What sure. It was is it was the essence of who you are. And so
we fits perfectly with us, too.
Yeah.
Well, I was just to say, it's super easy to hang out with you two. You guys are so awesome. Like, how hard is it to be friends with you two? Like, you guys are rock stars. You're open-minded. You're authentic as all get out. You're great in relationships. So to me, I feel like I just found friends again. So
okay, we've got to take a break while you're talking about us. So we'll be back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. The one-eyed Keegan is dead. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is it's so strange not being able to see. But as most of you know that aren't listening on the radio, I took a heck of a face plant. And so for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be without glasses and trying to figure out how to live my life. But I was so lucky, did not get injured seriously. I'm just ugly, maybe uglier, so nothing to worry about. And we've got Woody Woodward today, and we love this guy. He's a guy's guy. I mean, everything about him is so congruent with the messaging that Denise and I and Adrian are trying to get across to the world. And I love him like my wife. So take it away.
Please love me like your son. oh, goodness. That's awesome. And I love it. And so this is a shorter segment. So I want to wait until the next segment to dive really deep into the drive sales system, because I want to make sure that we go really, really deep into what it is and how it works, because it was so, so insightful for me. So make sure you stick around until this next segment, because I want you to really get your hand around it and understand it. But Woody, I want you to talk about a little bit of the background of like how, because it's no small thing to create a system like this. And one of the things that blew me away is just the level of rigor, the level of study of human psychology, of personality types, of really getting to who people are, and watching as you have been able to just like speak so fluidly about it in practice and help people to understand themselves and others better. So, I mean, I can't. If somebody said, Adrian, you need to go and create a system to help people to understand themselves and others, I don't think I would have the first idea of where to start. How did you even begin to create this thing?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, have you ever read the book David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell?
I haven't. I read others of his stuff, but I haven't.
His other stuff's great. If you get it, or those who are listening, just go read chapter 4. It's the chapter that made me feel normal. And the chapter is called Strategic Disadvantages. So my learning disabilities growing up became my advantages as an adult. So I didn't ever take a psychology course. When it came to discovering drive, I had no preconceived notions So everything I learned organically through the interaction with other people. So I didn't go and get a PhD and then say, okay, all human behavior fits in this category. I interviewed thousands of people. I've had tens of thousands of hours of discussions with people. In that process, I kept learning new things and new things. But then I would always go back and test it to verify if it was accurate. And every time I go back and test it, it just proved again and again to be accurate. So it really was nothing more or less than an enormous amount of time, years, and just pure heart, loving people, wanting to discover what makes us tick.
I think that's really a great insight in itself. And, you know, I've always been a good numbers guy. That's kind of been my background. And when I kind of fell out of love with math, to be honest, is when there was this fork in the road that happened in college. And all of a sudden, like, everything that we were talking about suddenly, like, didn't have this, like, apply. Like, I couldn't conceive of, like, well, what is this actually talking about or, like, reflecting in the real world? And it was like getting into quantum stuff and whatever. And if I was smart enough, I probably would have been able to figure all that out. I wasn't. But what stuck out to me was that, like, it really comes down to the math that's interesting to me is the math that helps me to understand the world around me better. And so you could go this sort of ivory tower route of, you know, oh, we've, you know, talked to thousands of PhDs and whatever. And, like, there may be all the, like, academic grounding in the world of this thing. But if it doesn't, if I can't take that tool and go out there in the world and use it, then I'm just not that interested. And so I think that what you did, whether you realized it at the time or not, is you kind of organically built from the ground up.
Yeah.
Let's look at how humans actually behave, and let's use that as the set of inputs to get there.
No, that's exactly right. And I'll never forget when you were a little kid. He was in college. He hates this story. He calls me on the phone and says, Dad, I'm going to be a lawyer. I go, why? He goes, well, it's the only place that math ever made sense. I'm looking at him like, what the hell does that even mean? And I still don't know what it meant. And he now denies he even said
it. No, I admit I said it.
Oh.
I just admit that I had no idea what the hell it meant either, and I was just regurgitating something that some professor had said to me that I thought would make me sound smart, except that no one could understand what on earth I was saying.
Oh, that is hysterical.
Oh, yeah. I deny lots of other things, but not that one. So this is awesome. This is the short segment, so we're going to take another quick break. We're talking to Woody Woodward. He's the creator of the Drive Sales Personality System. Go look it up on Amazon during the break. Drive Sales. We're going to go deep into this on the other side and make sure you understand it. And by the end of this next segment, I think you are going to be, just based on how great Woody is at describing this, you're going to have an idea of what your drive is just in getting to hear about it. And so we're going to have some fun. So stick around. We're talking to Woody Woodward, founder of the Drive Sales System. You got Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. 13 others wounded. More now from USA's Tim Berg.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We are talking to the amazing Woody Woodward, and we are shouting out our buddy Richard Stuck, who we also met at the amazing Leader of Leaders Mastermind with Rob Sperry, our good buddy, who is quite the physical specimen these days. And
Did you see his back?
Jiminy Christmas.
Almost.
I hate him.
Rippling back muscles. Give me a break.
Oh, goodness. We love that guy, even if he's the... You always have, like, those one or two friends that are just good at everything, and you just want to punch them. And so that's Rob Sperry, but we'll let it fly.
Pickleball.
Picks
up a racket. Genius.
Yeah. All right. That's what it is. All right. So we got some time to dive in here, and... Woody, I am just so excited to give you the floor and to share about the amazing Drive Sales System. So please spend some time just helping our audience to understand what it is and how they can start to understand it and put it to work even just on this show today.
Beautiful. Okay. So there are 7 key characteristics that makes you feel important. It's not what's important to you. It's what makes you feel important. And those key characteristics are broken into 5 categories. So you have what are called directors. So it's the acronym of DRIVE, D-R-I-V-E. D is for directors. They're motivated by lifestyle. People who are feel inspired to go out there and change the world, very passionate, love to be free and independent, love to experience life, want to achieve that next level. Then you have the R, which is relators. They're driven by community. It makes them feel important to be connected to the community. They're incredible with relationships, connections, supporting other people, spirituality, things that help them really connect to themselves and others. Then there's the I. Those are the intellectuals. They're motivated by systems. So they're looking for the ability to increase their knowledge, their health, being connected to nature, overcoming challenges mentally, knowing how to solve a problem. Then V is the validators. They're all about the team motivator. They are the mother hand that takes everybody underneath them and lifts them up. So they're interested in what makes them feel important is respect, acceptance, acknowledgement, and also giving that validation to other people. Then E is for executives. So the executives are all about proof. They're the show me the money audience. Like they want proof on how it works. They want to win. They want to have control. They want to solve problems, goal setting, work. So all five of these drives end up showing up throughout society. You see them in presidents of the United States. You see them in musicians. You see them in stay-at-home parents. You see them everywhere. Interesting enough, though, since I assume a lot of people on this are in the network marketing industry, no matter which community I go into, I'll say, okay, who's your top recruiter in the community? They'll raise their hand. I'll say, okay, what's your drive? Because we've already gone through the drive exercise. They'll say, okay, I'm a director. I'll say, how many here are directors? Raise your hand. And always, unanimously, the majority of the people in the audience are the same as where the top recruiter is because we recruit and we sell to our same drive. So imagine there's five languages in the universe. Let's just say there's only five. If you know your language, then instantly you connect with other people who speak your same language. But sadly, we alienate the other four. So there's five, you speak one, you accidentally alienate the other four. So what happens is I call this the 20-80 rule. I'm flipping it from the 80-20. 20-80 rule. 20% of the people you speak to are your drive. You accidentally alienate the other 80%. So if you can learn to speak these other four languages, you have the potential of increasing yourself by 400%. So when I go into an audience and I have a much higher closing ratio than most people, it's not because I'm phenomenal or I'm special. I just learned the other four languages. It's that easy. If I understand what language you speak, your buying motivators, how easy is it for me just to craft my story to meet your drive? At that point, you'll go all in just because it supports your drive.
That's very, very cool. I tell people all the time, I have a doctorate in drunk. And the reason I say that to them is because I can talk to an alcoholic where no one else can because they try to use their own language. Talking to that alcoholic with their logic, just don't drink. And, you know, alcoholics can't hear that. And, you know, when somebody tells me not to drink, I go, really? I won't. As long as you hold your breath, because I would rather drink than breathe. And that's the way I feel about, you know, most. That's why I can talk to an alcoholic and get through to him. And what he's talking about is the very same thing. And I am telling you, I watched this in play at Rob Sperry's unbelievably great event at Pirates Cove. And it's unbelievable. You've got to embrace this. You got to buy this book. You got to get the cards and you got to play this game and it's going to change your life. Right, Adrian?
I totally agree. And it was so fun because Woody gave this great presentation, but what I watched happen next was it was just this, like this whole kind of community that like came manifested around Woody, not because Woody wanted to be the center of attention, but because all of this connection and self-discovery and other discovery and all of this was happening. And that was really, that was the power for me, was like, wow, this is about getting outside of yourself. That's what's really special to me. Because of course, self-awareness is incredibly important and self-awareness is the beginning of this, but it's not the end. And that's what I loved. So one of the examples that you gave when you spoke at Pirates Cove that really like helped me to get my head around this is you shared the Shark Tank
example to help us to maybe get a sense for where we might fall on that spectrum. So would you share kind of, I think that was a brilliant way of helping us to see how each of us might fit into one or the other of the primary drives.
Yeah, it's perfect. And this really does tie back to that 80-20 rule where we lose 80% of ourselves solely based on our drive. So if you look at Shark Tank, you have Robert Hirschbeck, who is a director. So he's the guy who was on Dancing with the Stars. He always shows pictures of his house and his mansion and his, and everything. So he's motivated by lifestyle. So when you go into the Shark Tank, anyone who has a lifestyle product, someone who's selling a surfboard or a car or something unique, he'll be the first one to participate. Then you got Lori, who's the relator. She's all about community. She wants to take your product on QVC and HSC and all these different channels that she has built relationships with. And then Damon John is the intellect. He's all about products and systems. He's the first one to say, okay, does your product have manufacturing? Where is it being manufactured? Is it patented? What's your copyright? Like, he wants to know the system, and he wants to make it better for you to be more profitable. Then you've got Mark Cuban, who is the validator. He's all about lifting other people up, building and strengthening, wants to be the ultimate cheerleader, just to encourage you. If you don't get a deal to tank, he'll always say, hang in there. I used to sleep in my friend's closet and on his couch. You're going to make it. But he's very encouraging. And then you have Kevin O'Leary, who's show me the money guy. Like, he's always about executive proof. Like, if you don't have these sales and these numbers, you're dead to me. So you can also look at their numbers and their closing ratios. None of them have been closed more than 20%. Over the entire all seasons combined, no one has a higher closing ratio than 20%. And it took five seasons. It was season 5, episode 2. Charles Michael Yim came and you watched this on YouTube. And he had a thing called breathometer where you blow into it. It's plugged into your phone. Tells you whether or not you're intoxicated. It can order you an Uber. So he starts pitching these guys. But he's doing subconsciously. He doesn't know drive, but he's pitching them based on their individual drive. He's answering their questions based on their drive to the point where they all started fighting to have part of his company. So they actually kicked them out. Kevin said, okay, being the executive, want to take control. All right, you guys, I'm not going to keep outbidding you. Let's all come together. Let's all go in. It took five seasons for this to happen. They negotiated. Michael wanted $250,000. He left with $1 million, a 400% increase, because he got all the drives in on one deal.
Wow. That's so cool.
And it's true. I mean, I watched you do it.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's what's really cool. So there's three principles of drive. I'm just going to go with principle three. Principle three, three states, subconsciously or consciously, you'll do anything within your belief system to defend and support your drive. So this is why we do what we do. We'll do anything to get our drive met. My favorite game to play is the listening game. I love to listen to people just to see how they're defending and supporting their drive. So, Tom, you're what's called a relator director. So you're all about relationships as your primary. Your secondary is a director, all about lifestyle and goals. So as a relator, you keep talking about how amazing Richard Stock is, I am, how amazing Adrian is, how amazing Rob Sperry is, because you're building up your community. Adrian, you're a validator relator. You're phenomenal at bringing people together. So what happens is the businesses that we create, the businesses that we invest in, defend and support our drive. So you look at contact mapping. You look at this podcast. You look at NowSite. All of those technologies come together to support your drive. And that is why we do what we do. We do it based on our drive. Our relationships, our business, our thoughts, our theories all stem to support our drive.
And you haven't told these amazing people what your drive is, Mr. Woodward.
My drive, I'm a director executive. So motivated by lifestyle. So I love to travel, experience life. How I do it is a secondary drive. That's executive through winning, control, discipline, goal setting, things like that.
That is so cool. What is Sperry, a one-upper?
He is a director relator.
Okay.
So he's all about lifestyle. That's why he's in Hawaii, Bali. All his masterminds are at all these exotic locations. But his secondary drive, his fuel, what he puts in to make it happen, is his relationships. So think about it like a car. A car is your direction you're heading. That's your primary drive. The gas you put in the car that fuels that car, that's the secondary drive. So he is director, lifestyle, his fuel is his relationships.
In fact, it's obvious.
It's so obvious, yeah, it's so fun.
That is so cool.
So I want to tell you guys before everybody tunes out, I've got two guests coming up on the show, and I'm not sure what the order is because I'm waiting for some validation from one of the guests. One of the guests is Jeff Olson from Neora, and he's the guy that just basically whipped the FTC in that huge ruling and really did a favor for all of us. So he's choosing either next Tuesday or the Tuesday after that, which is great news. And the other guest that doesn't know that I have chosen her to be on the show is a woman named Francoise. And she will be on, and it will be epic. And when you guys hear her story, you will understand what community and drive and survivor is all about. She is just one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life, and we're going to interview her. I'm going to get a couple of other misfits to come on with me to help me do it, but she is as good as they get, and she did not know I decided to do that until the fact that she's on this show right now. So, Francoise, start gathering the army, because you're going to be famous pretty quick. That good news?
That is the best news ever, and I was just waiting for your comment to pop up, Francoise. I was praying you were still with us watching. That is going to be an incredible, incredible show and conversation. So we're having already one of those today. We're talking to Woody Woodward, the creator of the Drive Sales System. Check him out on the break. We're going to come back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Tom Chenault, and it's the Legacy. I don't even know what the heck this show is called anymore. I can't see the teleprompter because I'm as blind as a bat. So here we are. So, you know, I fell on my head, really, really messed up my eye and all kinds of jazz. So that's why I look so abnormally ugly. But at the end of the day, we are interviewing Woody Woodward. And I was kind of worried about this interview because Woody put together a presentation that I saw that had like 500 slides. So I thought, how is this man going to be so entertaining without the slides? And I am telling you, I love him. Don't you?
100%. Hanging on every word.
He's the king of the PowerPoint, boy. I'll tell you, never saw anything like it. But go back to your question.
Yeah. So I think Joel put a great question out there. He asked, so how do you help everyone focus on their personality and drive? And so maybe I'm going to break this into kind of a two-parter. How does someone, once they discover their own drive, what are one or two practical things they can use to apply that? And then I also want to talk about how they can begin to relate to others as they understand that. But let's start with the internal first.
Yeah, that's the most, there's two things I always talk about that are crucial. One is principle three, knowing why we do what we do, because you can't change your behavior unless you know why you do that behavior. Secondly is the motivation. Are you motivated internally or externally? So external motivation means other people, places, or things. So we'll use, oh, in fact, I'll use your drive, so you're a validator. So it'd be very easy to be external, meaning I need to look to other people, places, or things to validate me. That becomes the kryptonite. The superpower is when you validate yourself internally for you by you, trusting yourself, respecting yourself, acknowledging yourself, needing yourself, that power becomes your superpower. So everybody has what I consider like a coin. One side is the kryptonite. One side is the superpower. They're the exact same. Our strengths and our weaknesses are the same. They're just on different spectrums. So the more internal we get with our drive, so you identify what your drive is, and then simply ask yourself, what questions or what things can I do for me, by me, to validate this drive internally? So I'm a director. I'm all about lifestyle. If I'm being externally motivated, then I'm sharing that online. And look at me and look what I'm wearing and look where I'm traveling. That's external. If I do it internally, I'm enjoying my lifestyle and enjoying the experiences I'm having. If I choose to share them with other people, it's only out of inspiration, not validation.
There we go. Love that. Love that. And so the healthy expression is, we know that healthy expression is there when it's driven internally, and the unhealthy is when it comes from the external.
100%. And the fastest, I'm going to teach everyone the fastest way to be miserable, just so you never do it. The absolute quickest way to be miserable is comparison. Because what happens with comparison is you're leaving your confidence, you're leaving the internal, you're leaving what you already know, and now you're comparing externally to other people, places, or things to see where you fit in.
Makes total sense. Comparison is the thief of joy is one of my favorite quotes, because it's such an important reminder. So
yeah,
well said. And so, okay, now as we begin to kind of understand that in ourselves better, what are some practical things that we can begin to start doing in order to apply this to our understanding and our interactions with others?
So I like the phrase, and it's in the book, ask, don't tell. And also show, don't tell. So let's say you're in a business relationship or even an intimate relationship. When we're trying to help someone make a decision, we always just tell them, oh, you should do this, you should do this. Kind of like, Tom, what you were saying earlier, just don't drink. Duh, if that were that easy, I wouldn't have drank. So I love the example of ask them. And someone comes to me with a problem, I'll say, okay, what is the one thing you can do to solve this problem? So I shift the external back to the internal. What can you do? I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you. But what actions can you take? What things can you do to get the results you're looking for? Put it back on them. That makes them get more internal. And now that elevates the conversation, the relationship.
Right on. Makes total sense.
Keep talking.
You don't have to hold up the book. Put it down. You're a little bit right over here.
Go buy the book on Amazon right now, you guys. This thing is epic. These cards are epic. I love this guy. I'm begging him to help us. I mean, he should be living on the front end of everything you guys do, because it's going to teach you to relate to people into their listening instead of just talking at them. And I promise you, you're going to be astounded from it. Right?
That's absolutely right. And doing it is going to give you more of what you want and give the people around you more of what they want too. Because that's the intersection is at that place of win-win. And so that's why I love that. The reason Woody is able to close more people is not because he is the world's slickest presenter. It's because he understands this stuff. And so he's able to present something that is actually good for the people that are receiving it in a way that each of these different five drive personality types are able to hear and to understand and to see how that connects to what they want, see how it connects to their value, see how it connects to who they want to be in the world. And that's magical stuff, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And I'm going to learn it more because I can feel it. I know it, but I can feel it. And there's a big difference between knowing and feeling. And Richard Stack, I mean, this guy has made millions of dollars. I met with the guy that he works with. And I'm telling you what, I could never see my way to be an expert in real estate and teaching people real estate education until I talked to Richard Stack, and I actually sought out the guy that trained him to try to figure it all out. It's that good. So next week, I have no idea who our guest is. It's going to be Jeff Olson or it's going to be Francoise. So take us out of here, Adrian.
We have just had the best conversation with you, Woody Woodward. Make sure you go check out the Drive Sales System. Woody, thank you for sharing your wisdom and your heart and your just awesome energy with us today. Have a great day.
Send mascara.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.